This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A significant security update is planned for the Colorado State Capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
State officials started planning changes to the Capitol after people spray-painted the building and damaged doors and windows during protests last year. The latest discussions put the project at close to $10 million. The possible changes include a fence around the building and the adjoining Lincoln Park, plus new cameras, reinforced doors and windows, and more. Representative Susan Lontine is chair of the Capitol Building Advisory Committee.
We want to respect that the Capitol is the people's building, but we also need to balance that with our safety.
The spending hasn't yet been approved, but it may gain new urgency with the breach of the U.S. Capitol this week. The projects could be in the works for months to come. The state legislature will briefly be back in session in the coming days before taking a month-long break. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow spoke with the Secretary of the Army on Sunday about last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The congressman and Army veteran was briefed on communication breakdowns during the chaos and the lack of law enforcement support. Crow asked about reports that active duty and reserve military members were involved in the insurrection. The Denver Sheriff Department has hired its first chief of mental health services, who will oversee those services for people in Denver's jails. Dr. Nikki Johnson most recently served as director of mental health at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Detention Facility. Along the Front Range today, highs close to 50 in Denver, mid-40s in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.